Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 108 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the freshly vacationed, bright-eyed, and bushy-tailed creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, Putting the K in Magic, and Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com or back on the description page for this episode, back on Blog Talk Radio. I also have a very special guest on the show today, Dawn Champagne of the Goddess Diaries, again. I've had her on the show a few times. I think I had her on Every Which Way a couple of times, too. So some of you might be familiar with her already and her work with, you know, around the goddess and the idea of the sacred feminine by now, but if not, I hope that you will go and check out her stuff after today's show. She is at www.thegoddessdiaries.org. And also, before we get started today, a special word to J.R., Riley, Ryan, Pete, and any other men who regularly listen to this show. I love you, man. I really, really do. But I also have to give you the heads up that today we will be discussing the vagina. That is right. It is time for some woo-woo and the hoo-hoo. So if you are not a woman or you really don't care to learn more about this particular aspect of human anatomy and how it might pertain to the sacred feminine and being a strong, empowered woman who has awesome self-care practices in place, I give you full permission to tune out. However, if you do listen to this show, you are required to contact me and let me know what you thought, because I would really love to hear the male perspective on the yoni egg, which is what we are talking with Dawn about today, the magic of the yoni egg. So welcome to the show, Dawn.
Thanks, Joe. I think it would be fabulous if the men tuned in and listened, because I think that it's not an us or them thing. It's an all of us kind of thing, but that's okay. I get it. It's totally cool.
You know, it's interesting. As much as men love the vagina, spend hours and hours, some of them, every week staring at it on the internet. They get very squeamish when you bring it up, like, in discussion, in a context maybe perhaps that is not sexually gratifying. But also, you and I have kind of talked behind the scenes about how women do, too.
Yeah.
Which I think makes this an important subject to talk about, because we all just, like, turn into little kids and start giggling, like, oh, no, not the hoo-hoo.
Yeah, it's true. It's totally true. I made a recent blog post over on the blog, thegoddessdiaries.org, about woo-woo and the hoo-hoo. And I made a reference to how my inner 12-year-old boy was giggling as I typed what I was writing, you know? And it's true. It's something that I think we are conditioned to giggle, snort about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it makes it, does I think make it, be, it so important.
Sorry, I have two ideas. I think, one, everybody listening, that we should all use the hashtag woo-woo and the hoo-hoo as much as possible and, like, make a thing of that and get the discussion going on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. But also, I wonder how much of that is appropriate, because I think – I don't know if I want to live in a culture where we just talk about our vaginas openly all the time over dinner, and I'm, like, driving down the street and there's a giant vagina on a billboard. And so I think and I think tapping into the joy and the humor of our bodies and our sexuality is appropriate to an extent. But then I think there's also that shame aspect. So do you have any thoughts about that?
I do, actually. And I completely see your point. However, what I like about the word yoni itself is its very definition. It means sacred space. And that has been a word that's been used in Eastern cultures for, you know, forever, basically. But in the West, you know, we know it as a euphemism for vagina. But the whole thing is that it is very much a part of who we are. It is a muscle in the female body, but it is also attached to our neurological system, therefore attached to our brains. And it does drive a lot of how we operate in the world. And so the veil of shame that has been covered over us for all these centuries has really made for some, excuse my expression, some really fucked up ways of looking at life as a woman. And so I would kind of like to get back to the definition of, you know, yoni, sacred space, and using that word more freely than we do in our days, you know, now, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, sorry.
No,
anyway,
I'm just listening.
So, but because, so anyway, I would like to get back to seeing our culture approach it from that awe-inspired instead of that shame-inspired or shameful, turning away from attitude that we seem to have. And so I like your idea with the hashtag woo-woo and the hoo-hoo. That sounds a lot of fun. It is a start. It is a start. It's an opening, no pun intended, to approach the conversation, you know. I was talking to another friend of mine recently about the same thing. I had posted a picture on Instagram of one of the yoni eggs that I have listed on my Etsy shop, and the hashtag woo-woo and the hoo-hoo was used, and people were posting or commenting about it, and they were laughing. And I went along with it, you know. But humor has always been a good way to open up conversation about different things. You know, comedians, the reason why we love comedians is because they help us look at hard truths that we otherwise, you know, can't look at or can't digest. And so humor, yeah, it always softens it. But I would love to get to that space of looking at it again from that sacredness instead of that humorous aspect, I guess. So,
right. So maybe that's a portal.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the Sheila and the Gig. I always feel like I'm saying that wrong. But that old ancient statue of, you know, it's like a very primitive looking bit of iconography that's been reproduced a jillion times, but it looks like a really basic woman, like, opening her vagina with her hands. Mm-hmm. To me, that can be interpreted in two ways. That could be, you know, it may have been seen back in the day when that was a part of modern culture as approaching it from a sense of humor, because it is humorous if you look at it from a certain point of view, or it may have just been a sacred icon that they worshipped. So I think it's interesting. I see people putting that in their homes now, people that are into goddess icons and things like that.
Yeah, she is definitely evokes that portal energy, I guess, for want of a better word. And that's true. We don't really know what her original intentions were. We don't know if that was humorous in her day and age or if it was revered as sacred. But however, you know, whatever it was, it's kind of cool and exciting to see her coming back into our awareness. And
right,
people,
yeah,
feeling so comfortable with her and displaying her. And when, oh gosh, so Last year we went to Ireland and visited the temple in Kildare, Breed's Temple, which actually there's a church built on the fire temple now. And inside the church there is Sheila na gCig in the architecture. And so I just find that really cool that that has been preserved, you know, that it was just all the different architecture throughout history has an element of that. So there's one more example, and it's just really cool. So
yeah,
it is
in
sacred.
Some ways we're so we consider ourselves so progressive as a modern culture, but in a lot of ways we are more puritanical, and we've really like shamed ourselves into. I think a lot of the more hardcore pornography that goes on and some of the disrespect that happens toward women is actually born of that shame, because it's not just a part of our culture. You know what I mean? So it becomes perverted in a way. We pervert something by trying to subvert it.
Yeah. You know, interesting. Here's another thing. how prevalent pornography is in our culture. You would say it's every day, right? It's everywhere, every day.
In our marketing.
Well, yeah. And I recently learned the etymology of the word profane means every day. And I thought that was interesting. So.
Yeah, it is.
Just food for thought.
Profane in the membrane.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, let's tell people what a yoni egg is before we get too far on to the myriad tangents we could go off on today. Like, what is a yoni egg?
Sure. Basically, it's a stone that is used to strengthen and tone the lady parts, the vagina. It's something that's been used in Eastern cultures for a very long time, and you might know them as jade eggs or Benoit balls.
Mm-hmm.
The terminology that people may be blah, 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 that people may be more familiar with.
Right.
But nowadays they are made of pretty much any natural stone that can be carved and polished into the shape of an egg. And they come in all kinds of sizes, and there's just lots of benefits to using them. I think what I see happening nowadays is that there is this desire to return to natural self-care practices, and this is right there in that same vein. Now, we all know that the vagina is a muscle and that all muscles need to be exercised, right? Otherwise, it'll atrophy. It'll just get really sad.
So can you just have a lot of sex and that counts as exercising your vagina?
That's actually one of the best things to do, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always practical. For whatever reason. And so the next best way I was going to say the yoni egg, but it's not. The next best way is Kegels, except for those exercises, which are intended to strengthen the pelvic floor, all that stuff, we've got the wrong information about it. Back in the day when Dr. Kegel advised on doing this was what, back in the 50s, 60s, what was not taken into consideration was the fact that the measuring devices actually helped, the measuring devices that he was using actually helped to perform the function, okay? So it wasn't just the squeeze and release alone, but it was the device that was used to measure the strength of the muscles as well. And so all this time, for like you know, 40, 50 years, we've been ill-advised in how to properly do this, which is why we, you know, we probably have a lot of, I say probably, but I know from experience, or not from experience, but from talking to other people that, and my doctor, that it's, sadly, it's very common for things like uterine prolapse, bladder prolapse, all of these horrific sounding things happening to women, even though they are doing Kegel exercises. And so that's where the yoni egg comes in. It gives the muscle something to resist against in order to build that muscle. And so that's what the yoni egg's all about.
So you're literally inserting the egg into the yoni, thus calling
yes.
it a yoni egg.
Correct.
Okay. So, and you're fairly new to this practice as well. Like, what made you want to take this on as, like, part of the Goddess Diaries, incorporate this into your brand and whatnot? Like, it seems like it was kind of like a love at first sight thing for you.
Yeah, it really was. Well, it's an interesting story, actually. So back in December, I had a dream about working with a carnelian egg, and I wasn't quite sure how to respond to it. I was kind of like, what the heck is that? But like a lot of us women, we tend to receive messages in these ways, and this is something that was just so clear to me that I had to follow up on, so I did. And
it was just like a carnelian egg. It wasn't a yoni egg, or
no, yeah,
you know what
it
I mean?
Was a yoni egg. Yes,
oh, it was.
Yes.
And you knew in your dream that that's what it.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And
just
so,
clarifying.
No, yeah, no. I started to look for one, and I couldn't find one. I didn't. The funny thing was, I didn't go online. I was looking at my local crystal shops, and I couldn't find one. But I did end up getting a rose quartz and a blue calcite egg. And so it was January then, earlier this year in January, and my fiancé had to leave. He had to go back home to Ireland for a couple of weeks, and I was so stressed out. I was just like, I was doing everything around my house and didn't have any support, any help. And it was actually suggested to me that I start using this. So I did. I took my rose quartz yoni egg and I meditated with it. And I actually slept with it. And I woke up in the morning and it had cracked. And this was the part that my inner 12-year-old boy comes out giggling, okay?
That's
because,
my inner Beavis
oh my
and Butthead giggling with you.
Yeah. And so I, you know, I was kind of like, oh, okay, you know, well, I know that in crystal healing, when a stone cracks, whoever they are, say that it's, you know, it's done working with you. You can move on now. And so I took that one out into my backyard and I buried it. And then later I started working with the blue calcite, and it was a good one. It was, and we'll get into the metaphysical aspect of it in a minute, but it was a good one. I felt energetically that it was a good one to work with, but it wasn't the carnelian. And so I went back in search of the carnelian egg, and I found one. But while I was searching for that, I ended up manifesting like 200 crystals from a friend of a friend who, anyway, it was just this really weird thing, and so I took them on, and I have all these yoni eggs in my possession now, and I'm like, what am I going to do with these? So, I there we go, the carnelian.
Like,
okay, so
it was the call of the yoni.
Yeah, it really was, and I'm kind of convinced that okay, I'm more and more every day, I am convinced that we do literally create out of this space. Energetically speaking, our womb space is our seat of creation, no matter if you're a woman or a man. It's where the sacral chakra resides. And regardless if you have a womb or not, you have a second chakra, the sacral chakra. And it is associated with your manifesting abilities, your creative prowess, all of those things. And so when you start to work with this on an energetic level, things just kind of open up for you. Again, no pun intended, but things open up for you. And they kind of, it's just been really interesting and crazy and wild to see how all of this stuff really works together and how it's all unfolded over the past couple of months. It's been fascinating. But, so you have the physical aspect of working with the yoni egg as a physical tool, like a waiter uses weights to lift and build muscles. You can work with your yoni egg to do the same internally. But the really cool thing is that you can take it to a whole new level, your crystal healing to a whole new level, by choosing specific stones for your workout, so to speak. Takes mm-hmm. it, you know, just that metaphysical healing that takes place. And the other thing, too, that you mentioned earlier about the shame that's involved, you know, so many women deal with sexual shame, sexual trauma, all kinds of weird energies or thoughts or beliefs attached to our womb space. And so this is... I think this is a really good way to remove that veil, you know, to start healing on a different level. This yeah. isn't to say that if you do suffer from sexual trauma and you haven't sought healing for it, I don't know that I would recommend, you know, immediately working with a yoni egg, because it can bring up a lot of stuff, but... What I would recommend is that you seek professional help first and then use it as a complement to your therapy. So, anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
It's just amazing.
That's important.
Yeah.
And two, maybe you just take baby steps. Maybe you just pick out an egg that speaks to you and then you just spend some time meditating with it and
mm-hmm.
contemplating it and keeping it on your altar, you know. Maybe one day you get brave enough to see what it's like to actually use it as intended.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of women that have had sexual trauma or shame, or who have just spent a lot of time even up in their upper chakras for any number of reasons, have a lot of numbness down there, like
mm-hmm.
below the belt, like in both those mm-hmm. chakras. So I think it physically... in addition to energetically and spiritually, would just be strange, I think, for someone that is experiencing that to all of a sudden have this very solid object that, by the way, I recommend warming up first with your hands
mm-hmm.
before you
oh, yeah.
insert it, because if they get very, very cold, they're stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a whole process of getting attuned or becoming attuned, which I think is very important. I know not everybody recommends this, but I'm a little more woo-woo than most people, so I'll just say it's really wise. Like if you do choose to work with it, I think from my own experiences that you do prepare it. You prepare yourself and your egg before you start working with it. And that's both on the energetic and physical level, you know. So, like, physically speaking, you want to, of course, take sanitary precautions and clean your egg. Things like using natural soap, like the Castile soap. I can't remember the name
Bronner's.
Of it. But yeah, Dr. Bronner's. So you want to do that, you know, physically. You want to take those precautions, but then also energetically, you would smudge it. You can do it in whatever method that resonates with you most strongly. But then spending time with it is very important, I think, to the attuning process. And that way, you really do develop this relationship with it, with your yoni egg, and it's a fascinating thing. And so anyway, yeah.
Let's do this. Since we have 5 minutes left and the time just like let's do a rapid fire Q&A, because to get some questions answered that are very common about yoni eggs and some that people have asked me. So first off, to string or not to string? Which means
I prefer
some
not.
Of them have a hole. Some of them have a hole with that you put a string through. So you prefer not.
Well, it depends, actually. I understand that the jade is good for that because it's not as porous as the other, or can be as porous, which can cause bacteria to reside inside the egg, which can make it hard to clean. So, so there's that factor. But the other thing is that it's not going to get lost. If you insert it inside of you, it's not going to get lost.
Right. And your muscles, and it trains your muscles to bear down.
Exactly.
When you're done, what am I trying to say? Exit yoni, stay
to birth
self.
It.
Yes. Okay,
to
here's the next
it.
Question.
Uh-huh.
To lube or not to lube?
I'm conflicted on this one. First of all, I want to say I am of the school of thought that you should not use artificial lube because it messes with your body, and the signals that it signals your body to not make more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you are experiencing a dry spell or whatever, you actually recommended to me Nadine Artemis of Living Libations. Awesome, awesome resource. Totally.
She's
awesome.
A goddess.
She totally is. But you want to use, if you do have to, I highly recommend avoiding using synthetic products, water-based products all the way, anything organically grown, fatty plant oils like coconut oil, jojoba oil, those kinds of things. Awesome to use. But again, it's part of the attuning process, and you want to take it slow, and you want to make sure that your body's ready before doing this. So that helps.
Okay. See if we can get a couple more questions in here. Size. So you say there's different sizes. Why? Why would we use a larger egg as opposed to a smaller egg?
Nobody is exactly alike, and they are all good. They're all for the benefit. But say the larger egg might be more suitable for someone who, how do I put this, may have more experience.
Okay.
What's recommended, what I've read and what is recommended is that you start out with a medium and just kind of feel around, because there's, if you look into the anatomy of it, you have three different muscles actually working within the canal, the vaginal canal. And so you have, or three different sections rather. So you can train each section and not, this probably doesn't have enough time for me to explain this, but not each section is, it can be different for different people. So
okay.
The size matters in where it, you know, which area specifically that you are training or that you're working with.
That makes
sense. But yeah, so recommended to start with a medium and just kind of feel it out and, you know, no giggle snorts, whatever. Just, you know, just feel it out and feel what feels right for you and go from there. You can either go up or down. The smaller ones are intended for, like, heavy-duty strength training, whereas the larger ones are for maybe you're just starting out and you don't know what you're doing and you're not familiar with how the muscles operate.
Nice.
if that makes sense.
Okay. And how long do people leave these in typically?
It depends on your comfort level and what your intentions are. Common sense would dictate, you know, just checking on it every once in a while, but you can leave it in for as little or as long as you want. And the other thing is that you're not going to, like I said, you're not going to lose it. It's not going to get stuck. There is the concern that you can overdo it, which can have the opposite effect of what you're trying to accomplish. So okay. just keep that in mind.
Well, we are out of time.
The whole point.
Yes. So, if you want to learn more about God, if you want to learn more about Yoni Eggs, visit Dawn at the Goddess Diaries. That's .org, not .com. And I'll be back here talking at you next Tuesday, same time, noon Pacific. Much love, everybody. Thank you, Dawn.
Oh, peace. Always fun. Thank you.
Yay. Bye.